Lamentations, chapter 1. How the city sits solitary, that was full of people. She has become as a widow, that was great among the nations. She who was a princess among the provinces has become slave labor. She weeps intensely in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her friends she has none to comfort her, all her companions have betrayed her, they have become her enemies. Judah has gone into captivity because of affliction, and because of great servitude. She dwells among the nations, she finds no rest, all her persecutors overtook her inside the straits. The ways of Zion mourn, because none come to the solemn assembly, all her gates are desolate, her priests sigh, her virgins are afflicted, and she herself is in bitterness. Her adversaries have become the head, her enemies prosper, for Yahweh has afflicted her for the multitude of her transgressions, her young children have gone into captivity before the adversary. And from the daughter of Zion all her majesty has departed, her princes have become like harts that find no pasture, and they are gone without strength before the pursuer. Jerusalem remembers in the days of her affliction and of her wandering all her pleasant things that were from the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the adversary, and none helped her, the adversaries saw her, they mocked at her desolations. Jerusalem has grievously sinned, therefore she has become as an unclean thing, all who honored her despise her, because they have seen her nakedness, yes, she sighs, and turns backward. Her filthiness was in her skirts, she didn't remember her latter end, therefore she has come down wonderfully, she has no comforter, see, O Yahweh, my affliction, for the enemy has magnified himself. The adversary has spread out his hand on all her pleasant things, for she has seen that the nations have entered into her sanctuary, concerning whom you commanded that they should not enter into your assembly. All her people sigh, they seek bread, they have given their pleasant things for food to refresh the soul, see, O Yahweh, and behold, for I have become abject. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look, and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which is brought on me, with which Yahweh has afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. From on high he has sent fire into my bones, and it prevails against them, he has spread a net for my feet, he has turned me back, he has made me desolate and faint all the day. The yoke of my transgressions is tied by his hand, they are knit together, they have come up on my neck, he has made my strength to fail, the Lord has delivered me into their hands, against whom I am not able to stand. The Lord has set at nothing all my mighty men in the midst of me, he has called a solemn assembly against me to crush my young men, the Lord has trodden as in a wine press the virgin daughter of Judah. For these things I weep, my eye runs down with water, because the comforter that should refresh my soul is far from me, my sons are desolate, because the enemy has prevailed. Zion spreads forth her hands, there is none to comfort her, Yahweh has commanded concerning Jacob, that those who are round about him should be his adversaries, Jerusalem is among them as an unclean thing. Yahweh is righteous, for I have rebelled against his mouth. Hear, I pray you, all you peoples, and look at my sorrow, my virgins and my young men have gone into captivity. I called for my lovers, but they deceived me, my priests and my elders gave up the ghost in the city, while they sought food for them to refresh their souls. Look, O Yahweh, for I am in distress, my insides are troubled, my heart is turned inside me, for I have grievously rebelled, abroad the sword bereaves, at home there is as death. They have heard that I sigh, there is none to comfort me, all my enemies have heard of my trouble, they are glad that you have done it, you have brought the day that you have proclaimed, and they will be like me. Let all their wickedness come before you, and do to them, as you have done to me for all my transgressions, for my sighs are many, and my heart is faint.